The Magneto-Rotational Instability in Massive Stars, by A. Griffiths et al. The interaction between weak magnetic fields and rotation can lead to instabilities that transport angular momentum AM, and chemical elements affecting the evolution of massive stars. We explore the effects of the magneto-rotational instability MRI in massive stars to determine its impact on stellar evolution. We use the GENEC code to simulate the evolution of a 15-MSUN model at solar metallicity up to the end of oxygen burning. The MRI is computed with different trigger conditions, depending on the weighting of chemical gradients through an arbitrary but commonly used factor, and with different treatments of meridional circulation as either advective or diffusive. We also compare the MRI with the Taylor-Sprute TS dynamo in models that included both instabilities interacting linearly. The MRI triggers throughout stellar evolution. Its activation is highly sensitive to the treatment of meridional circulation and the existence of chemical gradients. The MRI is very efficient at transporting both matter and AM, leading to noticeable differences in rotation rates and chemical structure, which may be observable in young main sequence stars. While the TS dynamo is the dominant mechanism for transferring AM, the MRI remains relevant in models where both instabilities are included. Extrapolation of our results suggests that models including the MRI tend to develop more compact cores, which likely produce failed explosions and black holes, than models where only the TS dynamo is included, where explosions and neutron stars may be more frequent. The MRI is an important factor in massive star evolution but is very sensitive to the implementation of other processes in the model. The transport of AM and chemical elements due to the MRI alters the rotation rates and the chemical makeup of the star from the core to the surface, and may change the explodability properties of massive stars. This was The Magneto-Rotational Instability in Massive Stars, by A. Griffiths et al.